Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you being here today. We have a wonderful program today with the great guys from Bath Wizard, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owner-operators, of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. This company is blowing up. You can reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Did you have a great fourth?
It was a bang-up time.
Boom, boom.
Great fourth over here.
Everybody have their digits? We're all good?
The first year ever, I didn't light anything.
Oh, okay. No, you're a spectator this year.
I didn't even do that.
Oh, okay.
I took a year off of that.
Okay. You know, that's not a bad idea. So, so we're going to talk about something that I think this is just really, really interesting, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about it. Next generation water management systems. And when we were speaking off mic here before the program, you made a really good point about everyone thinks about all the water outside of their house, but what happens? What about the water inside of your house?
Yeah, two places that I've noticed over the last couple of years, people don't think about water management. They think about it on their roof for sure, but they don't think about it on a boat.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it inside their own house in the shower, which is kind of like a rain cloud storm every time you turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. And so how do you... So it's important. We talk about, you know, water built the Grand Canyon and how you have to watch out for leaks, even if it's a drip over a number of years, it's going to cause major, major problems. So what about, I mean, how do you manage the water within your home and do that efficiently?
Well, I think it starts philosophically first with the idea of first principle thinking.
Okay.
You'll find some engineers in the world are really concentrated on solving problems with first principle thinking. Probably more famous, Elon Musk, that's really what he's been doing with his companies. And you see that with SpaceX and why they have reusable rockets versus rockets that can only be used one time. First principle thinking, they're decided, how do we use superior materials so they last longer? Well, in a very similar way, we're looking at how do we use superior materials and superior methods of installation so that we get a longer lasting product so that you have water management for a longer period of time in your home.
So what does it mean by managing your water? What does that mean?
That's just taking the water from, in our business, it means thinking about the water coming up from the floor because that's really where our specialty lies in the wet space or the wet area of the bathroom. So we take a water management system approach from the floor all the way to the shower head and everywhere between.
Okay.
And that's the material the pipe's made out of, the method of installation that the pipe is used, how it's leveled. Hey, here's the thought. You ought to level stuff.
You know, that's just such a fundamental. You would assume that this, you, I would, to me, that's just a given, but it sounds like it's not.
I was probably in the business for about 5 years before I met someone that like leveled everything.
Oh my gosh.
They would have a level,
they just didn't use it.
Yeah. I was sticking to sales more than install, and then it like, oh my gosh, these guys don't level half the stuff they do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that's an industry norm.
Oh boy.
Eyeballs. Eyeball it.
Oh, that's about right. That's about right. About
feels
right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, about right is not good enough for me, and it's definitely not good enough for the great guys at Bath Wizard. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. So these attention to details, it absolutely matters.
Absolutely does. I'll give you another example of poor water management. We had a customer that a couple years ago was very set on a very particular set of shower doors. And we talked through the pros and cons of those shower doors, but that's what they wanted. They just said, would you please install these? And then shortly after the installation of the bathroom, they loved our system, but the shower doors were, you'll be not surprised, they were leaking.
Oh boy.
Why were they leaking? Well, the doors didn't fully close against the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So there was cracks within, not cracks in the glass, but there was large air gaps that was doing, she said, it's letting cold air in, in this spot and that spot. And when we try to rinse off the water from the soap on the shower doors, the water's going all over the floor. So we'd gotten a low step in for someone in the house who needed that.
Yeah.
And now they said there's water all over the floor and it creates a new hazard that they didn't have before.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it really pays to listen to experts give their opinion.
So I tell this story quite a bit to the sales reps on our staff. You know, me at 10 or 12 years old with a dad being a custom home builder, I'd see him put in a skylight in other people's houses. And I'd say, hey, Dad, let's put a skylight in our house. He says, we are never having a skylight in our house. And what my dad was teaching me was water management systems. You don't put a hole in your roof.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have customers like, we don't do a lot of fad stuff at Bath Wizard. If we do, we're going to make you sign a waiver because it's not a great idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The current cool fad right now is cutting holes in your shower wall and calling it a shower niche mm-hmm. to put your shampoo bottles.
Okay. Well, yep.
To us, that's kind of like putting a sunroof on your roof.
It's just
a hole in your water management system.
Yeah. Well, you're creating an opportunity for problems. Okay. So I have a little shelf to put my shampoo on, but you're creating definitely just a lot more angles, a lot more potential cracks, a lot more potential leaks, voluntarily, I guess.
Because something's attractive and exciting, someone sees a picture online, they've seen something on TV, and they're like, I'd like to have that. But they don't know, because no one's shared, what the downside of that product would be in the bathroom. And so that's what we enjoy in every department in our organization. We're all about engineering and determining, you know, the pros and cons of every system. And just because another company might offer it doesn't mean that we will adopt that until we've proven that it would work.
A really good example of water management systems, and in fact, we coined the term and trademarked the term next generation water management systems.
Okay.
And that is, how does your water get from you to the drain? And if you're using what's called a mortar bed pan, that's someone typically eyeballing the slope.
Okay.
So beautiful shower, just a month later, you see a pool of water in a spot that we call it the slide. You got to take your foot and slide the foot squeegee.
I've got one of those in my garage. So.
Yeah. So and,
very irritating.
Customers don't see that's a big deal. And then 6 months later, it gets a little white spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you go buy a hard and aggressive cleaner to get the white stuff gone. Then you just damaged your water management even further. Now it becomes what's called a wick, and it wicks the water down to the subfloor. Anyway, we spend a lot of time with how's this going to drain? And, you know, customers want a wide pan. Ah, we want one 4 foot wide. okay, are you having parties in your shower or you just want to look cool?
Yeah.
If you're not having parties and it's just going to be you, some of the biggest, fanciest hotels in America have a 30 or 32 inch wide. So we teach water management basics.
And going back to another application of the house that I think people are more familiar with, there are rules that contractors have to follow and when they're making a new roof on your house. If they're putting on a sunroof or a new gable, there's a certain slope, rise over run, that has to be done for water to properly flow. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who will come in and do whatever you want in the bathroom without thinking of the rise over run or really how that water's going to drain.
Oh, my gosh. See, so... You're raising all kinds of red flags for me because I'm looking in my own house going, I think someone eyeballed my
tip.
I think so. And I don't think it's properly supported because after a period of time, you can hear it. And that's the joist underneath it, isn't it? The support?
Most likely.
Well, the problem here in about 10 years, you're going to see the areas of town like Leawood and some of those areas that have built these beautiful tile showers.
Yeah.
They're just going to be a gigantic money pit to fix because the water management has just been totally neglected.
No doubt about that. So if this is getting your attention, if it's resonating with you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should take a look at that, call Bath Wizard and have someone come out, take a look, and give you an estimate on what it would take to do it the right way. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the life expectancy of big box store-bought items? A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, or D, 20 years. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the life expectancy of big box store bought items? Is it A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, or D, 20 years? And the answer is... B, 10 years. Now, I'm a little bit surprised by that. I thought it might be a little bit longer, but why is the life expectancy of store-bought, big box store items that we all see out there only 10 years? That seems short to me.
Well, it's 10 years on the product warranty, and then on typical, your typical store-bought item if you read that warranty, however, I always compare it to like internal combustion, or what's the term? No, that's not the term. When something catches on fire for no apparent spontaneous combustion. There you go. Thank you. So if you read the warranties on most of them, it's pretty much only covering spontaneous combustion, meaning every other disclaimer in the warranty would make it not a warranty.
Oh, boy.
But... if it's installed correctly, then there's absolutely nothing that could go wrong with it. So it's an easy warranty to back but it's very easy to get out of too because they're never installed correctly. So,
And then you go back to the installer and he's the guy in the neighborhood or whoever, right? And if they're not using a level and they're not doing it properly and you have a leak or whatever, then that voids the warranty. And then you go back to the installer. Well, he's selling insurance now. And so he's doing something else, or he's just flat out not answering his phone. He's not going to back it up.
Yeah. Right? The construction trade is a lot of in and out, for the installers. So what you said, they're not in the business anymore.
Yeah.
And, I think James will be able to explain it best, but it's really the lack of regulation. I'm the anti-government, if there's anyone.
Yeah.
But regulation, when it steps on consumers' toes over and over and over again, might be needed. And there's some talk of changing the regulations.
Well, to give you an example, we had a we get a lot of resumes of people who want a job at Bath Wizard, mm-hmm. and there was a particular guy who made it through a few rounds, and he was very confident that he was the best. He was the best installer we could ever have, and he wanted to have a good job with us. So we, in talking with him, he was showing us pictures of work that he's done, and it was beautiful work. The pictures did look awesome.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, you know, how do you determine your slope of these drains you're putting in, of these pans that you're building? And he just looked at me very excited, and with his hands, for those who can't see what I'm about to do,
yeah.
he said, "I'm an artist."
Oh, the jazz hands, the
yeah,
pow.
Yeah. I'm an artist.
Oh boy.
And
by the way, that's. You can be an artist on all this other stuff, but the slope, the function of the whole purpose to drain the water, that's the wrong answer.
Exactly. and we see that a lot. And what Chris was saying earlier, it's exactly what we see. Because there isn't any, there's no national training for anybody. So it's not that everyone's intentionally trying to do it wrong. They just yeah. haven't been trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they can do anything, and most people are excited to deliver what the customer wants, customer shows you a picture from something on Pinterest, or they'll say, "Hey, can you make it like this? And I want it this wide, and I want this really large pan." The guy's like, "Yeah, I can do that for you because I'm going to get paid." Mm-hmm. They don't want to be abrasive with the person who's paying them.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, they might design something or build something that doesn't make sense.
Yep.
I've had a lot of contractors work for me over the years when we used to use subcontractors, mm-hmm. and we don't do that anymore. But I still follow. I'm still friends with them. They're sure. nice people.
Yeah.
They don't even know that they're ignorant about water management systems.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so cute. I call it cute. It's cute what they do. You follow them on Facebook and it looks cool.
It's artistic.
It's beautiful-ish.
yeah, to, yeah.
But, you know, hey, I was looking for a new house a couple of years ago, walking through the beautiful new spec homes. And before I even coined the term next generation water management, I see this beautiful shower, and there's like five people in front of me, and everyone's going, "Ooh, I love it."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I look down and say, "It's got water pooling in it from when the cleaning lady got ready to show it.
Oh, my
gosh. It's going to be a disaster."
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't have the water sitting there. It has to go somewhere, and it has to dry out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if it sits there over and over and over again, it's a guaranteed problem. So if quality, if you want the looks, go somewhere else, okay? If you want the looks and quality, so I'm a quality guy. If I can't buy the right thing the first time, and if I need to hold off a little bit to get something really good that's going to last me a really long time, that has been my my mode of operation for as long as I can possibly remember. If that is how you feel, reach out to Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. Now let's talk about this term extreme specialization. What is that?
Well, extreme specialization is, you know, everything we do at Bath Wizard is kind of on an extreme level, but it starts with kind of, we call it an imagination lab. That's just the people at the top who are like, why do they do it the way they do it? And why has it been done that way forever?
Mm.
So, and then from there, since we are extreme specialists, that is, we don't care about your front door. We don't care about your siding. We don't care about your windows. We don't care about your bathroom floor. We don't care about your bathroom vanity. Until we've figured out phase one, that's the wet area.
Yeah.
Until we've got that right, we don't need to think about the other.
Yeah.
So what is extreme specialization? I think a lot of it is just getting the customer, you know, hey, focus back on this. Ah, oh, that's a great idea. Focus back on.
Yeah, right.
But we got to fix the really big problem, and the elephant in the room is, where's all the water going to go?
And you do get someone who will say, okay, I want to stay in my house longer. And then they want to get into like paint colors for the wall and what fixture of light. And at the end of the day, those are all great conversations. Those are phase two, phase three type parts of the bathroom. And people hire Bath Wizard for that phase one fundamental. And we can do the other things too, but really we're there to solve a problem.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What about extreme vertical integration?
Well, it's no secret that we make it, sell it, install it, and warranty it. What does that mean? Well, we don't make every single part that goes in the bathroom. We're on a mission to eventually do that. But what we do in the meantime, while we're not making every piece, is we're ordering from suppliers that private label it just for us.
Yeah, they manufacture it to your specs.
To very specific specs. Yeah. And we're not asking about cutting the cost. A good example is our glass. We don't manufacture our glass. But we're the only ones in Kansas City that I know of that offer treated glass.
Hmm.
Who to thunk?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a little more expensive, but it's a whole lot better product.
Yeah. Well, the cost to us is what, like $150?
Right.
For the glass.
Okay.
Our competitors, you can see right through it.
Yeah.
Why offer it? It's $150. To us, $150 is how we look in the eye and say we're the best.
Excellent. Excellent. If this conversation is, again, if it's resonating with you, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being in today. Really appreciate it, and glad we all have our digits. And keep on doing all the great work that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Had something come up here recently, so I think we need to talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so be very, and I mean very, can I all cap that? Very careful about choosing the correct level of care when you're out in the market trying to find a senior care community. You got to get that one right. Otherwise, there will be all kinds of problems. So I was recently working with just the nicest family to help them find a place for their parents, both their parents. Primarily, their mom needed to care, but dad is at home. He's been her caregiver for a long time, providing more and more care. Does this sound familiar to anyone? And he's getting really tired and just absolutely worn out. And it's they probably should have done something sooner, but the men out there, and I'm raising my own hand, sometimes we are known as the heroic caregiver. Oh, I got this. Oh, I don't need any help. Now, does that sound familiar, guys? Okay, if you're honest, you're raising your hand. I'm raising my hand. Oh, I got that. Okay. I don't need any help. So it's easy to do, okay? But mom needs care. Dad is her caregiver. Dad is completely worn out. That's the situation. So now it's time to look at some places. They were told by professionals, I'm using my air quotes, that mom would be just fine in the assisted living level of care. And again, assisted living is a social model. It's not a medical model. Can help you with your activities of daily living, distribute your medications, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've talked about that a lot on the program. But with my proprietary geriatric care assessment, I say she's definitely more appropriate for the long-term care level of care. Okay? Now, I did say, with an asterisk, if you will, she may be able to stay in the assisted living level of care, but you'd have to find an assisted living community that offers a very high level of the care that can be provided at that level, okay? So some assisted living communities don't provide a whole lot of help. Some provide a lot more help than others, okay? So you'd have to find one that is on that upper end of what they'll provide you. But as her needs increase, and they are quickly increasing, okay, they will very soon not be able to meet her needs, and her stay there would be a short one. So most assisted living communities do not really want a brand new resident coming in at their highest capability because there's nowhere to go. So if you come in at their maximum level of care, and then you start to need more care than that, guess what? Then you're going to have to move. And I don't care what any, and I mean any, assisted living sales rep is going to say, oh, we're an age-in-place community, and we, you know, blah, 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 all the sales stuff. Every single assisted living community has its limit, period. And if you cross that threshold, you will be discharged. You'll have to move somewhere else. So here's the sales. Oh, we have patient lifts. Yeah, and we can. We do that. A lot of them don't, but we can do that. And well, can you do this? Oh, yeah. Well, can you monitor her increasing incontinence management needs? Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got that. Yeah, we could take your mom in assisted living. So the family got really excited about that because, you know, they saw a nice apartment, you know, very nice place, nicer place versus long-term care, right? Less cost, a lot less cost. Dad could stay with her. That was a big sales point or selling point. Dad could stay there as the second person. However, as she's moved closer and closer to that moving date, guess what that assisted living facility says? You know, after we thought about it here, we've decided that we're not going to be able to meet her needs. There's just too much care required. She's probably a better fit for long-term care. So what that tells me is that a fairly aggressive salesperson made all these promises, and then the actual operations folks, along with nursing, who actually do the care, provide the care, said, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not going to work. Right? You got to be so careful out there. But then they turned around. This is, and by the way, if this sounds like some isolated story, it's not. This story and the stories like it happen every single day. And I'm not trying to be grumpy, and I'm not trying to say everyone does it wrong, but this is just very common. It's so common. Why do you think I get so many calls at Senior Care Consulting to fix this stuff? Because people know I will tell them the truth. And I will do this properly and accurately. And I'm not going to tell you something you want to hear just to make you feel good or make some kind of a over-promise, under-deliver sales kind of a pitch, if you will. I tell you the truth. I tell you what it is. It's like really black and white to me. But then they came back and they said, well, now, wait a minute. If your dad stays with her and he can help her with her care, then we'll be happy to admit her into our assisted living apartment. What a horrible, terrible idea that is. The whole purpose of moving mom to assisted living is because dad can no longer provide her care. He is starting to fail and suffer because of just that crushing stress of being a caregiver. He can't do it anymore. So if they moved her into this assisted living, they will let dad do almost all of the work. I've seen it over. I've seen it over and over and over again. I've seen the spouse continue to take care of their spouse. This takes the facility off the hook. And now dad is declining again and just wearing out even more. Oh, and by the way, he's spending $7,000 or $8,000 a month to do it. He could do it at home for free. So I'm happy to say that after all of this push and pull, the family can see very clearly that good old Steve and his proprietary geriatric care assessment and all of his years of experience, old Steve was right. Right out of the gate, they got led on this crazy journey, and they came back to ground zero here, where Steve said, this is what we need. This is the right level of care. And now they're going to move forward with the proper level of care for mom. I also warned him, I said, since these folks are just kind of all over the place, be real careful. They may try to tempt your dad into signing a negotiated risk agreement. I don't have a lot of time to go into that, but what that is, essentially, is it's a document that says, we will accept your loved one, but if they're injured from a fall, or if they need this, or if that happens, we have no risk of we have no liability in that. And it takes them off the hook. And just let your dad deal with it. Okay, now I don't know if they've been offered that, but it wouldn't surprise me. So if you're ever asked to sign a negotiated risk agreement, particularly at the assisted living level of care, run, don't walk, do not sign it, because what they're telling you very clearly is that they can't meet your loved one's needs. And if something happens, you don't hold them liable. That's it. So don't do that. It also says that you're not at the right level of care. So don't get your advice from someone who benefits financially from making the sale. Get solid advice from an objective third party that works for you. And be very careful about the level of care you choose.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Okay, I'm going to have a lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So I want to review the seasonal demand for senior care. A lot of folks do not understand. There's a cycle, and I can draw a line, a picture of it. And it catches a lot of folks off guard. And I talk a lot about this kind of at the end of the year and the first of the year when it's the demand is the highest. But something came up the other day. I was talking with a couple that I'm working with, and they were just really surprised. And they thought, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. So I thought, well, why don't we share this on the program today? So if you look at a normal bell curve, and by the way, this is in a blog on my website, seniorcareconsulting.com. Just go to the blog section and just look for the line. You'll see it. So it's the highest in January and February. That is the peak demand every single year. And then it starts to kind of tail off. And it's not like your typical bell curve where it starts high and then it drops way down and then it comes over and then it starts to come back up and then it ends high again. It's not your typical bell curve. It doesn't go that deep because there is always a demand for senior care. Always. So that demand is pretty high. So it doesn't drop way down, again, like your typical bell curve. It starts off high and then it starts to kind of tail down. And then it sits. So it's more like a shallow cereal bowl is probably the best way to envision that. And so it'll start to fade down. And then in the summer months, it's the lowest demand. Now, you have to realize there's always a demand. And the best places have a high demand all year. It's just higher in January and February. Okay, but overall, the demand is the lowest June through August. Here we are right in the middle of the trough. And then what happens is we enter the fall, weather starts cooling off a little bit, we start heading towards the holidays, it starts to tail up, And then we get through the holidays, the end of the year, and then boom, it bounces up. So it's a little bit of a crooked cereal bowl where one side of the bowl, the left side is a little bit higher than the right side of the bowl. And then you've got this little trough. So hopefully you can kind of imagine what that looks like. So again, we are in the lowest part of that seasonal cycle. So they were surprised to realize that right now is the best play, is the absolute best time to secure your space if you're thinking about moving within the next 12 months. They're like, really? Well, we were thinking about maybe moving toward the end of this year or possibly in the springtime. And I'm like, well, guess your time, and they want to work with Senior Care Consulting, and we're working together. Okay, and they said, but that actually makes a lot of sense to get out ahead of this. I'm constantly preaching being proactive, move before you think you need to move, and you'll never regret moving, maybe even if it's a little early. Get out and do your homework, get your name on a wait list so that you can comfortably manage the wait list. I'm constantly talking about that. But I explained all of this to this sweet couple, very nice people. And again, they're a little bit surprised. They had no idea that the demand was so high all year long. Now, it's lower in the summer, but it gets kind of off the charts in the highest part of that cycle. Especially if you're trying to find the very best place. And that's my job with Senior Care Consulting. We're not going to go to some terrible place with poor performance, poor track record, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to go to the best places. Well, the best places are in very high demand, right? So they were just surprised that with all of this. And so many times when you go to the best communities, you're going to have a waiting list. Maybe it's a short list, maybe it's a really long list, but they're in demand for a reason because they do a great job. So that's where you want to go. So here's how the waiting list works. So I explained this all to my clients, and they were so pleased to learn this and then get out proactively and take care of this so that they can comfortably manage the wait list. So here's how that waiting list works. And a lot of people think that when your name comes up, if you're not quite ready to move, that they're going to penalize you by kicking you down to the bottom of the wait list, which could have 10, 15, 30 names on the wait list, okay? Most do not work that way. The standard way to work a waiting list works like this. So we go out, we research the market, we identify our top options, we'll go out and tour the places. I ask all the questions that most of my clients would never even know to ask. I gather all that information, report that back to them so that they can make an informed decision. But we're not ready to move yet. It might be this fall. It might be before the end of the year, before the holidays. It might be after the first of the year, or maybe even next spring. Okay, it's not too early to do this, not at all. So you get your name on the wait list, maybe you're number 8 or 10, or maybe you are number 18 or 20 on the list, okay? And then over time, your name will start to work its way up to the top of the list. Now, once you're in that number 1 slot, you're next in line for the next space available, they're going to give you a call. They're going to say, hey, we have that assisted living apartment available. Are you ready to move? Or, hey, we have a bed or a room in our long-term care community. Are you ready to move? If so, it's yours. You're next on the list. If you're not ready to move, that's okay. You can decline and if the timing's not quite right. And if you say, you know what, we're not quite ready to move, call me the next time around. So what they'll do is then they're going to call number 2, and they don't need it yet. Number 3, yeah, we move mom out to, you know, out of state to live next to my brother. You know, number 4, my dad passed away. We weren't expecting that, so we no longer need your services. And all of these things are very common. They'll say, I'm very sorry to hear that. They'll call number 5. And number 5 says, I'll take it. Okay. And then all the others move up, but you sit there at number one. That's how it works. And then they're going to call you the next time a space is available. And if you're not quite ready, they're going to say, okay, we'll call you when the next space is available. And they'll work down 2, 3, 4, 5, and they'll go all the way down and they'll until someone takes it. And they'll do this over and over and over again until you are ready to move. It's just that simple. So that's why so many people are working, again, with Senior Care Consulting to do our homework, get our name on a wait list, and then we can manage that wait list. And if we're not quite ready to move, then we can say, call us next time. And that way you are in full control of your move. So if that's resonating with you, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. Go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.